light. Keep up your mercy toward your friends, your just defense of the upright of heart.
Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. The passage that Jesus is quoting here from the prophet Isaiah is one of the restoration of God's kingdom, of how his rule comes to birth on earth, grows into the great kingdom that it was always intended to be. That happens through judgment, the kind of chopping down of, not simply power structures and leadership, and even that kind of social structure, but also the chopping down of, say, expectations and what the kingdom of God was to look like. There's, say, a leveling that is done, a chopping down of a tree, as we see in Isaiah, and then the flourishing from the stump of the tree, that little sapling of a plant, the beginning of the kingdom of heaven. It's this chopping down and then beginning again. It's judgment, leveling, and then it's mercy that gives rise to this new kingdom. Now, this is the prophet Isaiah, but this is also not simply something that Jesus is teaching as though it will happen. It's something Jesus is accomplishing in the fact that it's happening in him and through him, and then most decisively happening in his death and resurrection. Because if there's judgment that gives way to mercy in the building up of the kingdom of heaven, it happens primarily through Jesus' taking that judgment on himself in his death and his rising to new life and giving that new life then to those who entrust themselves to him and who follow him into the kingdom of his reign. So the reason why this is, it gets a little bit confusing there. They want to see, they don't see, they want to hear. Okay, but do they want to see? Do they want to hear is the question, right? Because this is, one of those great lines that I love to read, right? Gross is the heart of this people. Gross. You know what gross is? Yeah. gross. I mean, just listen to it. It's a great word. Gross is the heart of this people. Right? They don't want to see. And why here at the end we hear they've closed their eyes lest they see with them. Right? They've closed their ears. They don't want to hear. Lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and be converted. And I heal them. Change of life. So we open our hearts to Jesus this morning. And we can even ask Jesus, by the way, Lord, what is it that you want me to see or hear? What is it that you want me to understand with my heart and be converted? And have a change of heart, a change of mind. What is, as you give yourself over to God today, what is he asking of you, I don't know, to think, to do? How is he asking you to participate in his kingdom, his newly sprung kingdom of life and love, of mercy? Right? How is he calling you to embody that? This is how we participate in the kingdom of God. Okay, it's not for nothing, right, that when Jesus comes along, his call is, follow me. It's like, Lord, we want to know, right? Where are you staying? Come and see. And his call is, follow me. Why? Because we have to move in order to discover who Jesus is. We have to follow. We have to commit to God with our hearts if we want to know who he is. We have to take up here, participate in his kingdom. It starts with our being ruled by him, our turning over our hearts to him and saying, Lord, I tell you what, I met with a Baptist couple, I think like 3 months ago, and I was really struck by this one thing the woman said to me. She said, you know, Father, she called me Father. She said, Father, when I wake up in the morning, this is my prayer. I say to the Lord, Lord, let me be obedient today. Let me be obedient today. I said, whoa. We don't say that word, you know. That's a dirty word for us. What are you saying? Okay, no. Obedience is life. Because obedience is that entrusting myself to the rule of King Jesus. That I will do what he says. I will go where he tells me to go. Yes, so, and look, you may think that you have your entire day planned and that you have no space for this escapade or whatever, you know, like, what is Jesus going to tell me to do today? I don't know. Ask him, and he will tell you. And then, my friends, you too will have eyes to see and ears to hear. You will see in a new way. And something might even resonate in your heart. You might go out, and it might catch you by surprise. It probably will. But make that prayer today, right? And follow after Jesus with your heart. Seek him throughout the day. That's how his kingdom is going to grow on earth. That's how we're going to join in him, in his building up of this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. That's how we're going to find for ourselves the meaning and purpose, the eternal meaning and purpose that he has called us to have. That's how we're going to find love and joy and peace and have it to the full.